Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm for the people.com. Those flipping over from the Penguins, who are in a 2-1 hockey game against the Maple Leafs, we will be joined by Jason Mackey, who's live in Toronto momentarily. Right now, it's the Donnie Football Debrief, the biggest football topic of the day with our football guy, and it's sponsored by Saloni's Italian Bread, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, December 23, 2025. I do have a bit of a confession to make after the weekend I just had.
You're done drinking?
No, although sometimes I do feel that way now that I'm 30-plus.
Well, intern Dom came out and thought that he spoke out of turn by saying that you got after it on Saturday.
And then we were like,
oh, no, I got after it on Saturday.
Right. Thank you.
And then he was like, well, I shouldn't have said that, maybe. Like, you know, I don't know if Donnie wants his business plastered on Front Street. I was like, and we all said, basically,
he's a guy that posts Icy Light Mango
pictures. Guy drinks beer. I mean, I don't think I'm
we just said, like, the 18 of you go as a group called the Nasty Boys to cities. Yeah. Like, some of you look like the Cleveland Browns offensive line coach whose gut moves when he barked.
Yeah, you guys, breaking news, guys drinking beer on Saturday night.
Watch the opera, for crying out loud.
Who were you able, by the way, to peel off of their more serious reporterly duties and get to meet you guys at the bar on Saturday?
Batgo came out, yeah.
How about good friend Ray Fittipaldi?
Nah, not Ray.
Molly was tired.
We had some from the Alan Saunders umbrella.
Really?
Saunders himself.
Wow.
Farabaugh was out and about.
Okay.
Now, what's Saunders like after a couple pops? That's hard to imagine. Like, if somebody brings
up, he's a good guy.
PFF,
like, he's a good hangout.
No, but I could.
He's a good hang, Saunders?
He's a good hang? Okay.
I think so.
Wow, okay. Cool.
Do you know that he has done something, like, he had to do, like, some sort of LLC, and he called it the Saunders Umbrella because of that?
So what is your confession?
True story, yeah. You said you had something to confess.
I'm starting to come around on the
domes.
The dome in Indoor Stadium.
I knew it.
I hope Starkey's not listening to this segment.
Now, I also,
how nice is Ford Field for an older stadium?
I mean, it's aged like fine wine.
Exactly.
Because I've never been.
I mean, now you guys will have Cabali, well, I guess maybe not on Friday, but I don't know if you asked him about it this past Friday, and I was having a conversation with Chris Mack earlier, who does the podcast with him, and he was like, oh, well, Cabali told me that place was a dump. I was like,
not even close.
I was like, don't listen to a word Cabali ever says about a stadium, because all he cares about is the food they serve in the press box.
Wow.
And what his seating arrangement is.
Well, also, isn't...
He has zero input on what a stadium is actually like. And that is 110%
wide
true.
Wide concourse, well, is there? Good, like, no lines?
Yes, very.
Stuff like that?
100%.
How did the Steelers and the Pirates both manage to build... Now, in the Pirates' case, PNC Park's a jewel with all, like, the views and everything. How did both teams manage to build stadiums where, but, I swear, the... And actually the Penguins, too, with PPG Paints... The concourse lines are just always an atrocity at all three places.
Let me just say this, though, about PNC Park. PNC Park is beachfront property. It's really only I think, special because of the panoramic view of the city.
That's kind of what I'm implying here, like that they don't have...
If you flip it and it's facing another direction, it's just a ballpark. That's all it is. Yeah. Right?
I mean, just have problems with like the things that some fans want are, hey, are my lines going to be short? Am I going to have space to walk and not be like crowded?
Ford Field is great for that. So is Comerica Park there.
The one weird thing I did notice, now I went into like the same bathroom twice, but I don't know if they just have like a ton of small bathrooms or if they just like have a bad operation there. There were like
bathroom issues. That's not good.
There were like six urinals and there was one stall. It was very small for a stadium bathroom. I thought, okay.
Like, they're discouraging dumps is what it sounds
like. Yeah. I'm thinking like, all right, I wonder if there's just like a million of these around the stadium.
Ford Field, hostile to dumps.
That's a terrible place to be. You got to pinch one off at an NFL game. That is just a horrible, horrible spot.
But I mean, because
also if you're like one of the if you're one of the nasty boy types, that what you're trying to pinch off if you've been drinking beer and eating like brats and tailgate food all day,
that's not a clean one. That's not an immaculate dump by any means.
Exactly. There's no ghost wiping going on.
So
there.
Bad bathrooms, but you would give it a thumbs up everywhere else, right?
Yeah. I mean, I thought the atmosphere lived up to the hype and then some.
That was one of the
loudest places I've ever been.
Steeler fan takeover?
Louder than Minnesota, huh?
Well, they're all polite. They're all polite, you know, upper Midwesterners.
I also think because it's, even though it's an indoor stadium and it's a dome, it's like more condensed in than Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was 2 miles away from the field.
Yeah, you've said that before.
When I was in Minnesota. This was a case where we were in the last row of a section and it didn't feel like we were that far away.
Chris, I talked to somebody in Cleveland today who thinks when we go to the game on Sunday, that there's going to be more Steelers fans than Browns fans there. And they actually think there's going to be audible boos from Steelers fans when Garrett gets the sack record.
That would be a funny scene.
You're not going to wear Steelers stuff? Did I hear that correctly?
He's going to stand up and golf clap as well when Garrett gets the record and say,
I don't care what he does there, but
the only piece of Steelers gear I own is when I dressed up as Matt Canada for Halloween 2023, I bought like a Steelers like sweatshirt slash like pullover kind of thing. It just says Steelers across. It's like a real NFL piece of like merchandise. It's not like a fake.
Yeah.
But I would, if anything, I'm just like wearing neutral colors.
I don't know. Toss that. Wear like a Carhartt over it. Wear a beanie.
It's not going to be that cold. It's going to be in the 50s.
The problem. It's Cleveland. I think Detroit does not have like the same level of animus.
Cleveland. Remember that video that went back in the day?
Oh, yeah. No.
Cleveland.
No, it was fun times in Cleveland today.
You ever see that one, Don?
The punchline at the end of that is at least,
I can't picture it.
Detroit. We're not Detroit. Yeah, it was like,
here's a guy eating a hot dog.
No, it was a guy riding a bike. It was like, this guy has at least two DUIs. Come on down to East Cleveland, buy a home for the price of a VCR. the best part is that's a Cleveland based comedian doing that video.
Donnie, I'm happy that you brought back a win. That sounds
so you
like
think
it was
Dome
awesome
Stadium,
trip.
Though, man. Kansas City's going Dome Stadium.
I was just going to say that. Chicago.
And Arrowhead's like one of the all-time loudest outdoor venues. It's like it's got charm and everything.
I think we're going to be the last of the Mohicans. I think Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
I say, like, I brought it up because I think that's the direction that the league is going 100%. In anyway.
Well, you know what? Here, I'll say one more thing about that. We've seen them now move the draft around and make that an event. I think, honestly, the league would love to try to push through because of its popularity, Pony, real quick. Every team to get a dome stadium, because then conceivably they can probably squint and figure out a way to have the Super Bowl in almost any NFL city.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.